Hey, hey, what do you know? What do you say? Let's talk some rock and roll today. It's 10 p.m., the kiddies should be in bed, so let's wrap some rock and roll around our heads. Hey, everybody, welcome and thanks for listening. This is the Rolling Stone Hour, where we talk about articles from the Rolling Stone magazine and rock and roll happening in the scenes and streets of St. Louis and the metro area. It's 10 p.m. on Monday, and I'm your reader, Alan Newsham, for Mind's Eye, the virtual newsstand. Let's see what's happening in rock and roll history this week and other kind of goofy things that are happening in history. Of course, today is March the 10th. It's the 69th day of the year. There are 296 days remaining in 2015. Now, it's very important today because today is Phil R. Stapler's Day, and that's to avoid those annoying empty staplers. The Dull Men's Club has established Phil R. Stapler's Day for today. The day occurs twice a year, the day after we change our clocks from daylight savings time and back again, as it were. This is also the birth anniversary of Barry Fitzgerald. He was the stereotypical, prototypical Irishman in every movie put out in Hollywood in the 40s, as it were. He won the Best Supporting Actor and got an Oscar for his role as Father Fitzgibbons in Going My Way in 1944, while also being nominated for Best Actor in the same role. He died January 14, 1961 in Dublin. God rest his soul. This is also Mario Day. For all persons named Mario, using the abbreviation of the day March, i.e. M-A-R, with a day 10, you come up with the name M-A-R-I-O. So annually, March the 10th is Mario Day. Salvation Army in the U.S. anniversary on this date in 1880. Commissioner George Scott Railton and seven women officers landed in New York to officially begin the work of the Salvation Army in the U.S., and God bless them, they're good folks. They help out everybody no matter what. This is the anniversary of the telephone being invented. On this day in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell transmitted the first telephone message to his assistant in the next room, Mr. Watson, come here, I want you, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So, and people have been glued to the damn things ever since. This is the first day that U.S. paper money was issued, on this day in 1862. After the Legal Tender Act of 1862 passed February 25th, the first paper money was issued in the U.S. on this date. The denominations were $5, Hamilton, and Lincoln was on the $10 bill, and Lady Liberty was on the $20. As far as birthdays today, this is Edie Brickell's birthday. She's 48 years old today. Jasmine Guy is 50 years old. John Hamm, the actor from Mad Men, local St. Louis guy, he is 43 years old today. Shannon Miller, the Olympic gymnast born in Rolla, she's 37. And Carrie Underwood, fantastic singer, she's 31 years old. Then we move to March 11th. March 11th marks Dream 2014 Day. It's to focus attention on the new millennium so that all humans, nations, and institutions devote this year to unparalleled dreams for a better world through action, inspiration, determination, and love to solve the remaining problems and to achieve peaceful, united human family here on Earth. Okay, that's going to happen for sure. This is also Johnny Appleseed Day. This is the anniversary of the death of Johnny Appleseed. His name really was John Chapman, but he was better known as Johnny Appleseed. Believed to have been born in Leominster, Maine, in 1774. The planter of orchards and the friend of wild animals was regarded by the Indians as a great medicine man. He died in Allen County, Indiana, on this date in 1845. This is the anniversary of the Madrid train bombings. Unfortunately, that happened 10 years ago today. Another sad situation. Okay, as far as birthdays for March the 11th.